زادت أشواقي ودمعي في أحداقي وزادت أشواقي ودمعي.
Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protect his nation from that which he fears for it. A warm welcome to everyone tuned in to another episode of Community Connect via 92.1 FM or online via 2mfm.org. Today on the show, I'll be talking about another very important health topic. It's related to spinal health, with a particular focus on the issue of bad posture, something that quite the vast majority of us are guilty of. I'll be bringing this topic into light because it's Spinal Health Week, which was formerly known as National Chiropractic Care Week, which was sponsored by the Chiropractors Association of Australia. And this event raises awareness about spinal health and how poor posture can affect a person's life in many ways. This week is a chance to promote good posture, which can prevent future health problems. So tune in to hear all about some of the mistakes that we make with how we sit in particular, some of the effects that slouching can have on overall health, and how to best correct and improve our posture. You are tuned in to Community Connect on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio with Nadia. وصل أرض الهدى ورنم على الأغصان وغني الصبا والنوى بأنغام موال والهان طول العمر يا حرقة الولهان زيارة حبيب وأمل يا ناس عباله يا ما نطر شي رحل لا يخدم الركبان بركي لهاك الحما بيروح برحاله وبصبح طيب الحلو يتغزل العشقان وبصبح طيب الحلو يتغزل العشقان بأفراح زاير وصل والمصطفى قباله تمنى يتعفر جبيني بالأرض من شان And welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Community Connect with Nadia on Community Connect. I hope you are enjoying this delightful chant in the background. Unfortunately, we don't have extensive time on the show to be playing this very lengthy unshudi, but I do dedicate this chant to all our lovely listeners of 2M FM in particular, to all the fans of Community Connect. So a wonderful welcome back to all our listeners. It's great to have you back once again. Let's talk spinal health. I'd like to ask you a question, and if you can send me a text message on our WhatsApp number 0410 830 930, that's 0410 830 930. And the question is, how often do you think about your spine? I know for the majority of people listening, they don't really consider their spine health as much as they do with perhaps other parts of their body. But spinal health is important, and unfortunately, a lot of us do neglect it. Spinal health is, in fact, something we only pay attention to when we are in pain, and that's when we go to a chiropractor to see what the pain is all about. But it's really important to understand that our spine is a very important part of our body, and its health can have a very big impact on how well the rest of your body's functions perform. In fact, spinal health issues, even subtle ones, can affect your general outlook of life and overall well-being. Well, spinal health can be caused, or poor spinal health rather, can be caused by a variety of lifestyle factors like insufficient exercise. The lack of exercise is something that a lot of us are quite guilty of, especially in this day and age where many of us are becoming lazier and lazier day by day. So poor spinal health is contributed by insufficient exercise, sedentary lifestyle, also bad posture or poor sleeping, and all those factors I'll be talking about in today's episode of Community Connect. So our lifestyle factors do determine how well our posture is and how well our spinal health is. So as I mentioned, some of those lifestyle factors that can affect our spinal health include insufficient exercise, bad posture, or poor sleeping habits. Now, in terms of sedentary lifestyle, there's no denying that we do live in an increasingly sedentary lifestyle, spending hours every day sitting at desks or curled up on couches watching television. We're basically, as they say, a generation of sitters. All we do is sit down. We're not going outside, being active, taking a 30-minute walk every day. We're basically just sitting down on the couch, possibly on our phones or watching television. So we are a generation of sitting down, or generation of sitters. We're sitting down, slouched at our desks. We're driving instead of walking or riding a bike, and even playing video games, all of which can lead to developing an incorrect posture. And that's something that a lot of people don't put much thought in, how we position ourselves when we're sitting down, when we're standing up, or when we're sleeping. So basically, the less physical activity that we do and the less we move, the worse our posture will be, and in turn, the more this affects our health. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, 56% of all Australians are not sufficiently physically active. That's more than half. And this can have, as we know, a negative impact on our spine, the fact that we're not being as physically active as we are supposed to. So obviously not being sufficiently physically active can have a negative impact on our spinal health. Also in Australia, about 3.7 million people reported back problems in 2015 alone. And due to this, Australian chiropractors manage an estimated 21.3 million patient visits per year. So a lot of us are having to deal with spinal issues that are affecting the quality of life for us, which is why I mentioned at the start of this segment that a lot of us go to a chiropractor, visit a chiropractor only when we feel pain. But we need to understand that we should be preventing the spinal health issues from happening in the first place, because as we hear time and time again, prevention is better than cure. And of course, in terms of spinal health issues, they can be most definitely avoided. And they can be avoided by shifting and changing some of our lifestyle habits. So making those simple changes in our life can make a big and huge impact on our spinal health. So when it comes to protecting our spine, it basically starts with perfecting our posture. And when we talk about posture, we're referring to the position in which we hold our bodies while standing, sitting, or lying down. And having bad posture can increase pressure on our spine and also contribute to tension, soreness, headaches, back pain, and fatigue. So when we talk about healthy posture, it's all about healthy movement by both our spine and our body. But it does take discipline to correct poor posture. But there's no doubt that the benefits are well worth the effort. So if we take some time to change those terrible habits that we engage in on a day-to-day basis, we can really improve the function of our spine. So as I mentioned earlier, this generation is a sedentary generation where we're occupied with sitting down only, as opposed to going outside, enjoying the fresh air, being physically active. So we're spending most of our time sitting down. In fact, it has been reported that Australian adults, on average, spend an estimated 5 hours per day sitting, and a quarter of the population sitting for more than 8 hours per day. That's something for all of us to think about. That is a lot of sitting. So that time that we spend sitting and hunching over a desk or on the couch can add pressure to our spine. So why is posture so important? Well, the reason for that, according to research, is because posture affects multiple facets of overall health. So it's not only affecting our back or our shoulders or our muscles. Your spinal health affects more than that. So having good posture actually helps prevent, we know, back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain. I mean, these are the things that we complain about pretty much every day. And even the youngsters are complaining of back pain. And sometimes we make a joke about it that we're aging a lot faster than previous generations, because previous generations, when they were younger, they didn't have the back pain that we have now as young adults. But a lot of youngsters, a lot of teenagers even, are complaining about back pain. And that's something for us to think about. We're doing something wrong. And there's a lot of things that we need to consider in the way that we sit down, in the way that we stand up, in the way that we drive our car. So many factors involved. And for many people, when they have back pain, they quickly associate it with probably the way they slept or the type of pillow that they're using or maybe the mattress. And there are a lot of people who associate back pain or spinal health problems with how much work they're doing, especially if you work in labor-intensive fields. So there's a lot of work, yes, that we're doing, but we don't ever consider how this can be affected by the way we position ourselves when we sit or stand up. And it sounds quite simple, but we do a lot of sitting. However, we don't really pay due attention to how we're sitting or standing up. I think the way we need to understand it is that we are basically holding our head, because our head, the average head, actually weighs about 5 kilos. So it's no surprise that keeping your head upright does seem like a burden. So just imagine for a second holding a bowling ball directly in front of you with one arm. How long could your arm stay strong before the weight of the bowling ball starts to wear on you? So a hunched over head can put a lot of stress on your neck in a similar way, leading to tight, stiff muscles and chronic pain. So when we talk about good posture, what are we referring to? Well, traditionally, experts have thought of good posture as positioning yourself so that all of your joints are stacked over one another. In other words, your head is above your shoulders are over your hips, and then your hips over your knees, and then your knees over your feet. So all your joints are basically stacked over one another. That's how these experts are describing it. But the thing is, having bad posture doesn't only affect your neck, back, and shoulders. As I mentioned, it goes beyond that. And I think for a lot of people who are listening right now, you'll be quite surprised to hear that your posture affects more than just your neck, back, and shoulders. It affects beyond that. According to health experts, slouching can cause respiratory problems. Yes, respiratory problems. Slouching is said to squash your internal organs, including your lungs. So if you keep proper spinal alignment, you will find that your lung function will improve. Your breathing will improve. And if you suffer from a respiratory disease like asthma, you will benefit so much from improving your posture. Also, slouching and bad posture causes bloating and gas, apparently. So maintaining good posture, especially when you eat, is very important to making sure that your food is properly digested. When you slouch, your stomach basically gets squashed and it's unable to perform its job. And the next one I'm going to be talking about is a very, very common one. A lot of people who are listening do suffer from headaches and even chronic headaches known as migraines. Slouching and bad posture is known to be a reason for your headaches. When you lean forward, you're adding extra pressure to your spine and constantly holding the extra weight that forces your neck and muscles to work overtime. And when you get up from your desk, you relax them, but the muscles tense and they spasm, which causes painful tension headaches. So that's a very important thing to consider, especially for those who suffer from chronic headaches and migraines, that maybe the way you position yourself at your work desk is contributing to those headaches that you experience on a day-to-day basis. There's even some bad news for number twos. Yes, poor posture can compromise your ability to defecate, which is quite a scary thought. It's mentioned that sitting hunched forward or folded over basically squashes your intestines, backing things up and predisposing to constipation. Not only that, but increased pressure on the digestive organs has been connected to things like hernia, reflux and IBS-like symptoms. So give those hard-working intestines room to relax, sit up nice and straight, and feel the benefits of digestion. So subhanAllah, as you just heard earlier, there are a multitude of effects that having bad posture can potentially have on your overall health. So having bad posture can not only affect your, you know, spinal health in terms of your shoulders, your back and the like, but it also goes to affect your respiratory system. It also affects your digestive system. So there's a lot of factors involved. And so it does take quite a lot of discipline to correct poor posture. But there's no doubt that the benefits are well worth the effort. So if we just pay some attention to and change a few of our unhealthy habits, we can help maintain good posture. So I will be providing a few tips provided by the Chiropractors Association that can help you correct and maintain proper posture. So the first thing to consider is to pay attention to the way that you sit at home, in the workplace, and when you're out and about. The important thing to do is to just focus on how you are sitting, regardless of where you are. The key is to keep your shoulders back and to avoid hunching or what they call slouching. Now, if you're sitting at a desk, it's really important for you to sit back in your chair and to make sure that your back is well supported by the chair. Of course, too often than not, we are unaware of how we are sitting down. Now, for someone like me, I spend pretty much 7 hours of my 8-hour working day sitting behind a desk. So this advice is very applicable to me because I spend so many hours throughout the week sitting behind a desk. And many times I don't put much thought into how I'm sitting on a desk, and I'm guilty of slouching and also hunching over as well. So most of us do have this habit of slouching forward, and of course this is proven to be detrimental to our health. And I feel that this has quite a lot to do with technology that we're using. Slumping over laptops, tablets, and mobile phones is becoming more and more prevalent in every part of our society, from playing phone games in the waiting room of the doctor's office to watching a television series on a laptop in bed to a video chat with family on a tablet. The capabilities of so-called smart devices fit into every part of the day, and they can distract us from achieving a healthy posture. And the thing is, we are spending more and more time glued to our mobile devices. In fact, Australians spend 10 hours and 24 minutes on average engaging with their mobile devices every day. Within 5 minutes of waking up in the morning, 35% of us check our phones and 70% use phones during mealtimes with family and friends. And so this excessive reliance on digital devices is taking a toll on our bodies, especially our posture, which is the focus of our topic this afternoon. Of course, because of the size of the screen, people generally hunch over their devices to get a better view or slump back for comfortable lounging. And with the constant entertainment, it can be very easy to lose track of how long you've been sitting in a bad position. So when you're using a mobile device, it's advised by chiropractors and other health professionals to avoid slouching over and instead use your arm muscles to hold your phone in front of your face. It's also advised to keep your phone at eye level, and when you're talking on the phone, avoid balancing your phone between your shoulder and your ear at all costs. This is something that all the housewives probably engage in as they're washing the dishes and cooking. They put their phone between their shoulder and their ear. This is something that chiropractors advise all of us to stay away from. So the advice is to keep your head on straight, literally, and you'll find that you can easily mitigate the effects of technology on your posture. Essentially, as well, if you do have an office job and you're sitting at your desk for up to 8 hours, like myself, it can cause bad posture. And this is known, unfortunately, to put people at risk of chronic pain, different types of disorders and injuries, all of which can impact long-term health and productivity. Just ask anyone who has an office job and they are dealing with chronic back pain. Just ask them that simple question, how is it affecting your quality of life? They will tell you, and I've asked this question before to someone, and they told me that it really affects their productivity. They don't really function as normally as they would. So to prevent health issues and to enhance your well-being, it is important to implement healthy workplace habits that improve your posture at work. So when it comes to setting up your office, it's really important that you elevate your monitor, your laptop monitor, so that the top of the screen is at eye level. Also, in terms of your chair, it's important that you choose a chair height that allows your feet to be firmly planted on the floor. Your desk should allow your forearms to be parallel to the floor when your shoulders are relaxed. And that is the proper way of sitting behind a desk. So the advice is to adjust your workstation to provide optimal posture support, and if you need to, talk with your manager or HR department if you need new equipment. You can also read more about how to improve posture at work, at things like avoiding unnecessary day-to-day stress on your body by opting for purses or backpacks that distribute their weight evenly across your shoulders or body is another thing that we should be considering. In terms of a heavy work bag that is always carried on the same shoulder, that can contribute to misalignment and pain. That advice also goes towards your children, your school-aged children who have very heavy backpacks that can affect their spine, that can affect their back. You can also avoid hunching over devices by not using your lap as a desk for your laptop and bringing your phone to eye level for text messaging, which is something I reiterated before. It is important to really focus on those small changes because your body, as they say, will thank you with improved health. Another piece of advice reiterated by health professionals is to practice correct lifting and carrying techniques, which include keeping the object as close to your body as you can. When space permits, bend at the knees instead of the waist to lessen the strain on your back and use both hands and slowly stand up. Another very important piece of advice is when you're sitting for long periods of time, it's important for you to take breaks by either walking or stretching. There is also an app called the Straighten Up app, which is developed by the ACA, and it's basically your pocket chiropractor, which is designed to help everyday Australians like you maintain and improve your spinal health. Just use the app to set yourself reminders and receive notifications about sitting right, stretching, improving posture, and even staying hydrated. There are also ways to reverse the effects of long-term bad posture, such as stretching exercises. Exercises are very important for you to do, even if you work behind a desk. Even if you work at an office, it's important for you to do some stretching or exercising. Now, getting up from your sitting position every 30 minutes and going for a bit of a walk and stretching out your limbs can also be incredibly beneficial. And for a real treat, try rolling your shoulders forward a few times and then back and rolling your head first in one direction and then in the opposite. That's a great stretching exercise to do, even if you're at an office. Another great exercise to begin your good posture journey is to stand with your back pressed up against a flat wall, then plant your feet slightly wider than your shoulder width. Your head, shoulder blades, and buttocks should all be touching the wall, but the back of your heels should be a few inches out from the wall. Then it's advised to bring your arms out to your side and bend your elbows at a 90-degree angle. Your elbows and the back of your hands should be laying on the wall. Then slowly lift your arms towards the ceiling above your head in a wide V shape, maintaining contact with the wall. Then bring your arms back down to your sides in the 90-degree angle position. And while performing this exercise, focus on keeping your shoulders rolled back and down and repeat this exercise twice, doing 10 reps each time. Also, strengthening your abdominal muscles is a great way to support your back and upright posture. There is an exercise in particular that can promote strengthening both areas together. To perform this exercise, start by laying flat on the ground on your stomach. Don't do this at an office. Place your arms stretched out in front of you above your head. Lift your arms, shoulders, and chest off the ground at the same time that you lift your feet, shins, and thighs off the ground. Then your body should be in a slight bowl shape from your fingers to your toes. it's advised to hold this position for about 10 seconds, relax for 10 seconds, and repeat 5 times. Then repeat the exercise, but this time, instead of holding your arms straight forward above your head, hold your arms straight to your side, making a T position. Once again, focus on keeping your shoulders rolled back and down through your repetitions. So complete both exercises at least once daily. Implementing the exercises multiple times throughout the day is very, very encouraged. So give a way for your muscles to relax by adding in stretches that also promote good posture. And for relief from very chronic back pain, talk to your orthopedic specialist about your treatment options. So there you go, dearest listeners. Those are some very important tips that you should be considering to prevent spinal health problems. Take breaks from your desk every 30 to 60 minutes. You could also set reminders to move with the ACA Straighten Up app. If you need to make a long phone call, why not walk around the office while you are on the phone? And remember to hold your mobile phone up in front of your face rather than straining your neck by looking down at it in your lap. And remember to take regular walks. Why not spend your lunch break out in the sun? So during Spinal Health Week this week, it is important that we get that conversation started about how we can improve our spinal health and, of course, how that can impact our lives. Getting your posture straight is a small but very vital step in boosting your overall health. But because it's so simple, I think we tend to overlook it. There are so many simple things that we can do that should be avoided, even things like apparently crossing our ankles and legs, which could potentially cause hip misalignment. So make those little changes in the way you position yourself, the way you sit, and you'll notice a big difference. And remember, sometimes neck pain and spinal health problems could be as a result of all that worrying and stress that you are holding in your mind. Tense shoulders often accompany stress, which adds to your neck pain. So it's really important to take a break from whatever you're dealing with, zone out a bit and focus on your health and well-being and recharge. Give yourself that chance and opportunity to recharge by doing some of the simple exercises that I spoke about earlier. Definitely, we can relieve strain on our spine and improve circulation by improving our posture in addition to chiropractic care, simple measures like incorporating walking into our daily routine, all of which can improve chronic back pain symptoms. Of course, walking is very important for us to do. It improves our overall health. And in terms of our spine, walking keeps the spine active and mobile. So So there are essentially a lot of small steps that we can take that will make the biggest difference. So this Spinal Health Week, take this as an opportunity to reflect on your spinal health and make those simple changes that I spoke about in today's episode of Community Connect.